The mother of a man with learning difficulties has revealed the only regret she has about hiring an escort for her son to lose his virginity is that she didn't do it sooner. This has been on a Channel 4 documentary. It's actually going to be broadcast this Thursday night. And it's called Sex on Wheels. And this lady has hired a Belfast escort, Laura Lee, to have sex with her son. In the programme, she explains that although she's uncomfortable with it, she wanted to ensure that her son's disability does not steal away her son's right to lead a normal life. What do you think about this? A mum who hires an escort to help him lose his virginity. 08459 555 678. Laura Lee herself is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Pastor Mark Bradfield. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Laura Lee.
Good morning.
So, Laura, you were paid to have sex with this young man, were you?
I was indeed, yes. It's something I do quite a lot, actually. I'm involved with the Tender Loving Care website over here in the UK, and so specialise in dealing with people with special needs, shall we say. That goes for both physical and mental.
So you don't love this young man, you don't really care about him, and that was his first experience of sex, having sex with someone that doesn't care about him, doesn't know him, and will never see him again.
Of course I care about him. I think what he did was incredibly brave, and it was a very fulfilling experience for both of us.
Well, you care about the money, not him, surely.
That's not entirely fair. I wouldn't do what I do unless I thoroughly enjoyed it and got some, you know, I suppose, altruistic pleasure from it myself.
Why did you do it?
Because what you have to understand with some of these disabled clients is that, you know, we need to step back from the whole porn star experience vision. Some of these guys and girls, let's not be gender specific here, are touch deprived. So they will never know what it's like to cuddle a woman, what a woman smells like, what it's like to lie beside a woman. And it's, I suppose, the last missing piece in their life to enable them to feel on a par with their friends.
Mark?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I'd like to open by saying I am not looking to change the laws of the land to Old Testament laws. And the country already has its laws, all voted for, and I know some of them have a nod and a wink passed at them whenever it comes to situations like this. My job is to remind everybody to be a conscience, if you like, and remind everybody what God said, that he gave us two free gifts, the first being his son, Christ Jesus, who won't accept anybody, but the second one is a free will. And I would like to go on and say that the Bible is expressly against the act of not just prostitution, but any physical relationship outside of the marriage between a man and a woman.
And we understand your biblical views, Mark Bradfield. But what about the ethics of this?
I think
what about you've got someone who is disabled, you've got someone who is an adult with feelings and needs as much as anyone else, and he wants to lose his virginity. And his way of doing it is to pay for it.
If you could just hear yourself and the whole conversation at the moment, you're basically, and it's, I actually find this, I'm not getting at anybody, but I find it a little bit offensive, first of all, that Laura Lee actually considers it to be normal to go or to lay with a prostitute. And I would like to answer your question with another question. Have you actually spoken with any other disabled people and asked them how they feel about this? This is probably a flash in the pan as regards the entire population of people in Northern Ireland, possibly the UK, that are registered disabled.
Well, you don't think disabled people wouldn't want to have sex? Of course they would want to have sex. They might choose not to go down this route, but they would want to have sex, and maybe because of their disability, their means of having sex would be restricted.
I am sure the same argument would be levelled by many a non-disabled person, and I know there are many people that are viewed as disabled that have perfectly normal married lives with fulfilling physical relationships with their husband or their wife. But, and of course, everyone is free to make their own decision, but just because you're free to make a decision doesn't necessarily mean that the decision that is made is right. Have you actually, as part of even the program, have you checked with other disabled people and their views on this? As far as I'm concerned, this seems to be championing the cause of legalizing or bringing to the fore prostitution by using the disabled community. And to be quite honest, I find that a little bit offensive.
Here's the number this morning, 08459 555 678. What do you think of this then? So there's a young man with a disability. His mother, he's got learning difficulties. His mother decided to hire an escort. That escort is on the programme this morning. Do you support what his mother has done? 08459 555 678. 08459 555 678. The text 81771. The email nolan@bbc.co.uk. How much of your work, Laura, would be with disabled people?
Right now, I would say about one third. Actually, it's quite high. You know, I can't put into words, just to pick up on what the pastor was saying there about, you know, morals. I give these people pleasure. And I show them how to enjoy their own bodies. Now, if you deem that to be immoral, that's fine. Those are your own values. I have one particular client who basically has no use of his arms or his legs. Now, over several sessions, I finally enabled him to lose his virginity. When you have a client like that who looks at you with tears in his eyes and says, "Thank you," I can't put into words how that makes me feel. It's amazing.
Mark?
Yes, sir. Well, let me ask another question. How many of the female listeners out there today would be happy with their husband or boyfriend visiting a prostitute? And I would like to say as well, I know this, we're not robots, but I think people give far too much credence to their feelings as opposed to what they know to be right. And just because something feels right, despite the many lyrics of popular songs, does not make it right.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Laura, thank you. Morning to you.